This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Great British Minds.
Oh, hello. Sir Sidney McSprocket here. Now, I consider myself quite the innovator. Some of my creations have been the talk of the town, like my Porta Shoppy. A lovely shop on wheels, easy to move to wherever your customers may be. Others, like my revolving trifle dispenser, well, less impressive. But our country has always been proud of its inventors, women and men with fine minds solving problems and helping us to improve our lives through invention, design and innovation. This was never more the case than in 1851, Victorian Britain. Ah, it was an exciting time for sure. Industry had never been busier, and improvements in transport and communication meant the world was being connected in a tremendous number of new ways. And in 1851, a great exhibition was held in London to celebrate the work of great minds from every country on earth. It was the brainwave of Prince Albert, husband to the venerable Queen Victoria. The Prince and his Royal Commission resolved to celebrate the global advances of the Industrial Age as led by Britain, oh, and the wider world too. Bringing like-minded folk together and sharing what we know is a terrific way to generate new ideas and to inspire other people. Work began to build a venue. In just 5 months, the glittering Crystal Palace was complete. An enormous structure of iron and glass, which must have looked absolutely magnificent twinkling in the sunshine. 3 times the height of St. Paul's Cathedral and as long as 51 London buses, it was the largest building in the world at that time. But the palace wasn't there to look impressive. When it opened its doors in May 1851, it contained 100,000 exhibits from 13,937 exhibitors from every corner of the globe. Machines which could fold thousands of envelopes and a printing press turning out newspapers in a jiffy. New types of guns and locks. And a perfume fountain, no less, for the visitors to dip their handkerchiefs. Another very popular attraction was the Koh-i-Noor Diamond. Oh, it was a fair mountain of light. And the largest diamond known in the world at that time. What a sight! 40,000 visitors would marvel at the exhibits and demonstrations each day, and over a third of the population of the country would visit the exhibition, eager to see what the future might be like. Victorians were just like us, you see. Many of you might have visited the Science Museum in London, or perhaps been to a concert at the Royal Albert Hall. They're in a part of London known as Albertopolis. And here's the thing, it's named after Prince Albert. And the land for these inspiring institutions, which also include the Natural History Museum and the Royal Colleges of Art and Music, was bought with the money raised at the exhibition. So, you can see, innovation and invention isn't something just for Prince Albert and the Victorians who visited the Crystal Palace. When we share what we know, we can inspire other people. And that goes for everyone, including you. Over the years and to this day, we have had many great minds here in Britain doing some truly spectacular work. And I'd very much like to introduce you to a few. I think that might be great. Oh, it looks like my ice cream steamer's running a little hot. I'll have to go for now. But do come back soon, won't you? Doodaloo for now.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Great British Minds. With support from the Royal Commission 1851. Find out more at funkidslive.com/McSprocket.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.